Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
So we sit here as adults who have so many pasta shapes to choose from. Tell me one thing that spaghetti does better than any other pasta shape. Any top echelon pasta shape.
Top echelon?
Yeah. Anything
they have status?
I was the generation where every single one of my friends, their parents got divorced before we were out of high school. And that was new. That was super new.
And I think one of the best ones, at least for us moms, was when your wife popped in to flex on you about the Yankee Candle coupons.
Or did she? I mean, could it be Inception, right?
Coming up today, we've got samples from The Sportful, Forever is a Long Time, and Mom It Like It's Hot, Cincinnati Moms Collective podcast. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Tripp Eldridge. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. As cabin fever hits full stride, it's time to turn towards food. In our first podcast, host Dan Pashman uses food to learn about people. The Sporkful podcast isn't for foodies, it's for eaters like us. The Webby Award winner for Best Food Podcast dives into a series about spaghetti, particularly how it sucks. In fact, Dan decides that most pasta sucks, so he sets out to create his own. The exercise lasts for 3 years, puts a massive pressure on his marriage and bank account, and runs into supply chain issues. But for the listener, the show is full of surprise and delight. Let's taste test the Sporkful podcast with a sample from the episode Mission Impossible, Spaghetti Sucks. In the clip, Dan is hosting a live event that brought people together to talk pasta called the Bucatini Dialogues.
What is the first pasta you ever ate? What is the thing that made you fall in love with pasta? If it's not spaghetti, I don't know where you grew up.
Yeah, and like spaghetti night. Spaghetti is that thing that crossed over and became American.
I will grant you that spaghetti is significant. It is important in pasta history. And it has a lot of romanticism, and it has a lot of sentimental attachments to it. But I'm just saying, right now, here and now, as we sit here as adults who have so many pasta shapes to choose from, tell me one thing that spaghetti does better than any other pasta shape. Any top echelon pasta shape.
Top echelon?
Yeah. Anything
they have status?
Sure. If it's going to be in the top echelon, there must be at least one thing that it can do that no other pasta shape can do as well.
Well, what spaghetti can do that no other pasta shape can do as well is be affordable.
Ooh. I don't know why she said that, but I like it.
Aren't they all the same price now in the supermarket?
and accessible.
Now, we are here tonight at an event called the Bucatini Dialogues. Now, bucatini, for folks who are not familiar, is essentially spaghetti with a hole down the center of it. It looks like a drinking straw when it's uncooked, okay?
Trash pasta.
And Francis once tweeted, literally all pasta shapes are wonderful except bucatini. Bucatini can go get effed. All right, Francis, bring the pain.
I know what your problem is. And it's a very effete problem.
Here's a problem with bucatini. It's very simple. Ready? I've never actually practiced this, so I don't know if it's going to work. This is the sound when you eat spaghetti, the pasta. Ah. This is the sound when you try to eat bucatini. What kind of pasta doesn't come into your goddamn mouth when you want it to?
From Stitcher, a sample of the Sporkful podcast. Listen to The Impostable now on Sporkful through the Start Here podcast collections at wvxu.org/starthere. When Ian Koss decided to get married, every living member of his family who had ever been married had also gotten divorced. Parents, grandparents, all of his aunts and uncles on both sides, and some of them twice. In this five-part podcast, Forever is a Long Time, Ian asks the hard questions about marriage. What's the value of a lifetime commitment? Are we doomed to recycle the patterns of behavior we get from our ancestors? Aren't we all just better off alone? And guess who he asks the questions of? His divorced family members. Those conversations lead him to profound conclusions about trusting himself and his wife in order to pursue a life that they truly want. Let's give you a sample of Forever is a Long Time from the episode titled Part 1, My Parents, Ellen and Tom. They divorced when Ian was 8, so he has no memory of that. But in this clip, he asks his parents about what brought them together in the first place.
I think that that's a lot of what drew your mother and me together also, is that we both had really troubled relationships with our fathers. I mean, your mother was just furious at her father for being a drunk and for just, you know, pissing away his talents the way that he did. It just, like, really infuriated her.
And my dad, you know, was really on a really bad downward spiral from the time I was born, say maybe when I was 14 or 15. So my mom, anytime she was stressed, so my mom would take me out in the car and drive around and explain to me how I was a mistake and she hadn't planned to have me, and that she had been planning to leave my father, and she would laugh wryly, you know, one of these days you're going to come home and I'm not going to be here. It's going to be just you and your dad. And
so you think if you hadn't been born, your mother would have divorced your father?
Oh, yeah. You know, she had kind of put things in motion, and then wham, she got pregnant.
And at that point, your siblings were practically out of the house. They were, like, well into high school.
Paul was 15, going on 16. Yeah. Yeah.
And then you came along.
Yeah. You know, and she really felt like that was the time. And so I guess for me, like, I was the generation where every single one of my friends, their parents got divorced before we were out of high school. And that was new. That was super new. So these were that was the first wave. And I remember being like partially proud that my family had managed to stay together and partially horrified, you know, because, I mean, they did such a bad job being married.
Yeah. So I think we were both wounded in some ways.
I'm curious how that conversation went when she told you she was pregnant with my brother.
I don't have a real great memory.
His immediate response was that I should get an abortion.
My father found out about it, and his immediate response was to get rid of it, you know, because he was convinced that your mother was trying to take advantage of me somehow or something.
So that was sort of the first chink.
From iHeartRadio, that's Forever is a Long Time. Available from the Start Here podcast collection page at wvxu.org. Just click on the podcast menu. The Cincinnati Moms Collective brings together moms in the area for a sisterhood community for locally focused parenting resources for moms and families. Passionate about parenting and our community, the Cincinnati Moms Collective have about 30 to 40 moms as part of their contributing community. And their podcast, Mom It Like It's Hot, brings those insights to the pod universe. Well, in this episode, the sisters talk with Twitter, Insta, social influencer, comedian, and rival dad, Simon Holland, about his unique brand of humor and the surge in his popularity during the pandemic.
You brought a lot of laughs and happiness to all of us. So did you expect when you first started tweeting that you would beat. You're at like over 500,000 followers just on Instagram, like over 600,000.
No, I had no idea. And thank you very much. I appreciate the kind words and for folks following along and things like that. I think I suspected that I might make someone laugh because, you know, I had in the past. And I think Jerry Seinfeld said that for him, making someone laugh is he needs it like air, you know? And so for me, it's like, there's almost nothing that I wouldn't do if I thought somebody would laugh at it. Right. So I think I suspected that maybe somebody would think that it was funny. That was the reason that I started writing jokes on Twitter. But no, I could have never imagined that it would have grown the way that it has. And it was slow for a while, because I've been doing it for longer than just the last year or two. But man, when the pandemic hit, it was like a lot of people were on their phones, you know, that maybe not always were, or a lot of people were sharing that kind of stuff that maybe, you know, once upon a time would just glance at it every now and then. So it was, you know, my timing of putting the stuff on Instagram and having a captive audience, it was kind of a perfect storm. But it's been really fun to see things kind of take off and it get traction. And it really, it means a ton to me. I get so much joy knowing that there are people out there that are getting to, you know, to laugh and have fun, even when the outside world isn't always that, you know, fun or funny.
Yeah. I think that's really what you've brought. I was reading one of the comments on your top 9 from 2021 that you put on Instagram. And that one person was just talking about how it's really been nice to have something to just bring a simple laugh to during a pandemic that won't end.
In our local podcast spotlight from the Cincinnati Moms Collective, that's Mom It Like It's Hot, available from the podcast menu at WVXU.org. Just click on the Start Here Collections page. Before we end, let's take a quick look at the Apple Podcast to see what podcasts are bubbling up around the nation as presented by iTunesCharts.net. Well, this news podcast is from Serial and the New York Times, so it's bound to be a hit and a worthy listen. It's called A Trojan Horse Affair. A strange letter appears on a city councilor's desk in Birmingham, England, laying out an elaborate plot by Islamic extremists to infiltrate city schools. The plot has a code name, Operation Trojan Horse. The story soon explodes in the news and kicks off a national panic. But who wrote the letter and why? Reporter Brian Reed and journalism major Hamza Saeed quickly discover that's a question people in power don't want them asking. That's from Serial and the New York Times, The Trojan Horse Affair, a mystery in 8 parts. Up to number 1 on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about A Trojan Horse Affair and the other podcasts we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at wvxu.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.